Want to grab a drink?
Yeah, sure. Where?
Hey, guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip and Shot. My name is Angel.
And my name is Hans.
Hello, hello. We are on episode 5.
Five, numero cinco, baby.
What is it with you and baby recently?
But let's go.
But yes, you can see sort of hyping it up because actually for this episode, it's a little bit different. So we decided to gamify it in a way. Well, you guys already see the title. It's called The Great Debate. And it sort of speaks for itself. So what we plan to do here is just take a few topics or maybe just one topic. This could be a series or something that we could do every now and then and just discuss.
We're going to be a couple of master debaters
for this segment. Actually, you know what? I just realized our whole podcast is just us discussing opinions. But this one, I can relate with feelings, with passion, because
with passion.
No, but when I say it's with feelings, with passion, because you may think that Hans and I agree with everything, but no, we don't. We don't agree about a lot of things. Though we are very, very similar in terms of like tastes for certain things, and style and music and stuff like that. But we also have very different opinions on shallow things, I want to say. They're not...
More often than not, we actually debate on a lot of things.
Yes. Don't get us wrong. To like the moral like values and all that, we're in line. But
yeah,
like,
we're on board on the same thing.
These fun little topics, we actually share very different opinions about a lot of things for these topics.
Yes, yes. And it's definitely something that we end up talking mindlessly for hours and hours on end when we don't even know.
There have been FaceTime sessions that have turned into research sessions because we were just proof points to each other. So we decided to bring you guys along for that ride.
Yeah.
And turn this episode into the first of hopefully very very many. See, guys, okay, we're recording we're recording at night again, so please expect a lot of verbally challenged instances, which may be fun considering that this is a debate. But going back, we wanted to bring you guys in for the ride get into our minds about various topics. Again, not super deep in political topics, but just the fun, light, maybe some may call it shallow, first world problem topics. Really fun stuff to talk about.
But actually, what I want to know is who's on board Team Angel and Team Hanson for the next couple of topics
are we going to be talking about. Are we going to make this a competition?
I don't know, but let's see who agrees with us, and then let's see how it goes.
Okay.
And let's see how many people you're going to lose.
Oh, excuse me. But where is this confidence coming from? Before we begin, of course, what are you drinking?
Tonight, I'm going full Tito mode. I am drinking a nice glass of Johnny Walker Black Label. Neat.
I can
no
see.
No ice, no
I can
anything.
See that you need some liquid courage because maybe you know that you're going to lose. So.
No, because we're going to go deep dive in a very intellectual discussion.
Intellectual discussion. You know, you just need liquid courage. That's it.
How about you? What are you drinking?
Well, you're going on full Tita mode. I am going on sort of Tita mode. I am drinking a mug of hot ginger honey tea.
Oh my God. Ginger.
Yes. Ginger
Wala
honey
bang salabat.
This is salabat. Salabat. Oh, but you know what? I just want to share with you guys. If you guys love ginger and honey tea, try adding calamansi and chili flakes. It's the
chili
best
flakes.
Thing ever. It's weird, I know, but I first tried this combination of like ginger and honey and chili and like a lemon or calamansi flavor from like those juice detoxes that I did like years ago. Even before I met you, like years ago, I did one and I hated it. And I remembered it and I thought, I bet that would taste good hot. So I tried it. And it's one of my go-to teas now. So definitely recommend. Full-on tea.
Oh my God.
I definitely recommend.
Okay, go on. Take your sip, Tita.
It's so good. I promise you guys have to try it. Anyway, going back to our great debate. So how does this work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Hans and I decided to research, like, what are the most iconic pop culture debate topics that there is. So we went through a plethora.
A plethora, oh my God.
A plethora of articles.
Grabe.
And we looked at both, like, international and national articles. Mm-hmm. And, like, discussions on Twitter and all that. And we pulled what we saw appeared in multiple articles. In short, yung pinakasikat ones. We sort of got the most repeated ones. And we think I got 7, right? We got 7.
Around 7, yeah.
Around 7 topics. Actually, you know what? We had so much more than 7, but we just knew that this would be a very lengthy discussion, so we had to cut it down to 7. So we got the 7 most famous ones. I tried to bucket it as much as possible just to make sure that it's a bit more flowy. And then I went to Instagram and asked our friends which of the two choices do they prefer more. So how we're going to go about this is that we are going to give you guys the question or the choices to choose
from.
Hansa will present his side. I will present my side. And then we will go to our friends and see who won based on our friends.
Okay, sounds good.
Take note. While I did publish this on my Instagram stories, we do have a lot of mutual friends.
So there's no bias.
There's no bias because, I have relatives on my Instagram.
Probably
but I also
the same
have his relatives
people
on my Instagram. So, and when I checked who voted, they're usually our mutual friends. So it's a fair game here. It's a fair game, no bias.
Let's see how it goes.
Okay, game. So, again, we chose 7. I just double-checked, and we did indeed choose 7. And I tried to categorize them as much as I could. And so we're going to start with the first two topics, or the first round, which I like to say is general pop culture.
Okay, that sounds fun. I hope everyone has an opinion on this one.
Everyone will have an opinion, trust me, based on the DMs that I've gotten. Everybody has an opinion.
Okay.
Okay. So first round, general pop culture. Our first question is, Disney or Nickelodeon?
Too easy for
what's
you.
Your... Oh, too easy
you
for
first.
Me. I don't think
you.
It's not even a question.
Exactly. That's why you answer Disney first.
It's Disney.
Disney.
Yeah.
Well, overall, I gotta say,
it's
right
Disney.
Now, it's Disney. I mean, it's no contest.
It's
no
contest.
Disney but,
has been there your entire life. What are you kidding me?
But. I gotta hand it to Nickelodeon.
For what?
All of the classics. We got SpongeBob. How can you forget SpongeBob?
Okay, yeah, fine. SpongeBob. The
Rugrats.
Like, iCarly, Rugrats. Oh my gosh, you couldn't even tell what Rugrats theme song was when we played that game of Guess the Theme.
That's besides the point. But Rugrats. Hey Arnold.
Yeah.
Ned's Declassified Survival Guide.
Oh my god. Again, you couldn't even remember the title of that when we played the game. I had to remind you the title.
That's besides the point. But those are classics we grew up with.
Okay. But what about Hannah Montana? Wizards of Waverly Place.
They got more budget. But do they have slime? They don't have slime.
We
do
have Disneyland.
No, there's also a Nick something.
Is there really? I don't think there is.
There's an. Did you have the Nickelodeon lunchbox growing up?
Oh no, the lunchbox. No, I thought you were talking about like the school tours.
No, the lunchbox. Those were amazing, and they also had the Teen's Choice Awards, Kids' Choice Awards, but rather.
Yeah, which by the way, Disney artists nominate and like. I get nominated for that and they win that. So,
but they got the slime. It's fun. It's green.
Yeah, but okay. Here's an argument that I know will probably make you change your mind.
Uh-huh.
Disney owns Marvel and Star Wars.
Exactly. That's
which you are a big fan of, by the way. If you
as a whole DC, Disney,
what I'm looking at right now, we are by the way on FaceTime while we record this. Your background is literally a wall of Star Wars Funko Pops. So you can't tell me that Nickelodeon.
Oh my god!
I am literally looking at Disney intellectual properties behind you.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I also love Nickelodeon. Blue's Clues.
Now you turn to Nickelodeon. No.
I'm not turning to Nickelodeon because my heart will forever stay loyal to Disney. But I do thank Nickelodeon for giving us like some of the greatest things of all time, mm-hmm. like Blue's Clues, for example.
Yes. Drake and Josh.
That's true. They've also blessed us with Miranda Cosgrove. So a lot of stars and a lot of good shows. But overall, from my childhood up until now, and what I'm assuming will be the life of my future children, Disney will forever be the way to go.
Fine, fine. Wait, since you mentioned Miranda Cosgrove, I just remembered Sam and Cat with Ariana Grande.
Yeah, Victorious. But Ariana Grande did not become famous because of Nickelodeon. She left Nickelodeon.
She started talking like this with her red hair. She was white in Nickelodeon.
Yeah. And then what happened?
Now she's very tan.
Now she left Nickelodeon and she's living her best life.
Yeah, we love Ariana Grande.
We love Ariana Grande. Of course we love Ariana Grande. But, okay. So, I think for this round, I win. Because you also said in a general sense, you like Disney more.
Yeah.
So, looking to our poll, our friend said Disney. So it's 81% Disney, 19% Nickelodeon.
No surprise.
I think, you know what? We all love Nickelodeon to a certain extent, but I think in a general sense, everyone has some sort of affiliation with Disney that you just can't deny.
True.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So I win this one. Next one, which is our second and last one for this round. Again, guys, we're keeping it at 7 because we just know that the next topics are going to be quite a lengthy discussion. Okay.
Okay.
Second one and the last one for general pop culture, Nike or Adidas?
Nike life for sure. I'm rocking with a swoosh in Nike. But then tree stripe life is also something we can't disregard. I mean, as a sneakerhead, both...
Yes, I've actually thought that this would be very interesting for you, being a sneakerhead.
Both brands I absolutely adore. I have shoes from Adidas. I got the classics, the superstars, and then the Yeezys. But then Nike also as well. The running shoes, the trainers, the Air Force Ones.
The ones that you recently got, I think, are all Nike.
Yeah, for my birthday, I went to the Nike factory store.
I think you
just
got like
crazy.
3 or 4 pairs from Nike.
I got four.
All Nike, right?
Yeah, I got 2 Air Force Ones and 2 Jordan 11s. So culturally, historically, Nike is a titan. Like, it's huge.
No doubt.
Yeah, the history behind it, all of the stories, it's something that it's hard to beat. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, in my case, I was actually originally a Nike person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also because of my like varsity days.
Ooh, a student athlete.
Oh my gosh, yeah, athlete. Oh my god, no. But back when I was training, this was the time where like pro combats were everything.
Elite socks.
Elite for basketball players, it's elite socks.
Yeah.
I guess for female athletes in general, it was your shocks, the shorts. What did they call the pros? Bro, the Nike pros.
Oh, Nike pros.
The Nike pros, and then with the matching sports bra and everything. So, when I was a varsity athlete, that was the thing. So back then, Nike was my thing, but as I grew older, I just naturally sort of slid to Adidas. I think it's also because, like, I personally see Nike more as a sports brand.
Yeah.
So again, probably it's because of the affiliation I've set with the brand during my athlete days. My workout shoes right now are actually Nike.
Yeah.
But if you look at the rest of my sneakers, it's mostly Adidas.
Yeah.
It's mostly Adidas. And I think it's because Nike for me is more of a sports brand. So if I need something for sports, my mind will automatically think I have to go to Nike. But if I want something casual, something a bit more lifestyle, I tend to go towards Adidas. Like the sweatpants I want are from Adidas, leggings are from Adidas, sweaters and crew necks and all that, Adidas. Like, I think overall, because of my style, and my personal, like, I don't know, lifestyle is just towards Adidas.
Yeah, actually, you got a point there. When you think Nike, even the Nike sportswear, which is like their lifestyle category, it still looks very
sporty.
Sporty and athletic talaga that you think you can still use while working out, right? I mean, if, that's a point.
Honestly, for me, when you say athleisure, I think Nike.
Yeah.
Because the pieces are leisure. Even their, as you said, even their leisure pieces tend to look... Luke, why can I talk? This is Sofia Vergara, you guys. I just watched Modern Family before this. The Nike athleisure clothing, as you mentioned, still tend to look athletic. Like, their casual pieces still have that athletic element into it.
The parkas, the windbreakers, and stuff like that. They all look like something you would want to work out and sweat in.
It looks like something... you would come out after training in.
Exactly.
Whereas Adidas, sorry, maybe Nike is not athleisure. Nike is probably just athletic talaga overall.
Yeah.
Adidas for me is athleisure. There we go. I think I correct myself. Adidas is athleisure because I have an Adidas hoodie that makes me look like I work out, but I would never work out in it.
Yeah, I get your point. And going back to its history, you know, I said something earlier about Nike being a titan when it comes to its history. Their history comes from performance with their athletes doing great.
All their ads.
All their ads are about greatness, you know, LeBron's strive for greatness and all the Olympians that won with Nike. But then culturally, if you really want to talk about culture, Adidas has a very rich history with the Run DMC and all the rappers in the 90s with
their song streetwear.
Yeah, Me and My Adidas. I mean,
oh,
you know,
the Adidas song.
Yeah, Me and My Adidas with Run DMC. They were all dripped out with Adidas tracksuits with their superstars in the 80s, and they were just sing that song, and it actually boosted the Adidas sales through the roof during that time.
This is actually one of the case studies that were used for marketing classes back in college. But to that point, even at a cultural setting, Nike seems to be more sports. Adidas seems to be more like casual, streetwear lifestyle brand. I mean, you can see it in the way that they market their products. It's very, very different. So for me, it's Adidas because, again, my lifestyle is more chillax, casual. Although I'm not a hype beast, so I wouldn't really say that my style is streetwear, but my style is like comfy. So I like Adidas. But again, if I want something sporty, I'd go for Nike. But how many sporty shoes do I really need versus how many like going out sneakers do I need? I need more going out. So I think I'm Adidas on this one.
All right. Well, I gotta go with Nike.
Oh, sorry. I just got to plug this in. I think another reason why I'm for Adidas is because in a general sense, probably because they are more towards casual than performance, they tend to be on the more affordable side of things.
More affordable. Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So, yeah.
But with Nike, Nike's actually already making it easier for people to cop their favorite gears. You know what I mean? Well, actually, we may have a sponsor, but...
we may have a sponsor in the future. So technically, not a sponsor, but...
We're gonna get there.
We're gonna get there. But for now,
yeah,
we have something special for you guys.
Yeah, actually, Nike together with Sip and Shot. Well, I just want to say that
this is not a sponsored deal or anything like that. We just have something little prepared for you guys.
Yeah. So Nike made it easier for everyone to cop your favorite gear without breaking the bank, and we're here to give it to you guys. So to make it easier, simply check out the amazing deals they have using our link, podlink.co/ETB. Again, that's podlink.co/ETB. And shop while their promos last.
And if you guys want to see the other special little deals that we have for you guys, you can head over to our Instagram at sipandshot.pod and check out our affiliates' Instagram story highlights. So we'll have it there for you guys to check out. So the Nike one will be there, and as well as the other ones that we have prepared for you guys.
Yes, that's perfect. This coming 11-11, 12-12, Christmas.
Or so, if you just want to treat yourself like what I do. So
treat yourself. Get that gear.
Mm-hmm. So for this one, we just want to wrap up this last one for the first round. So Nike or Adidas, what do you think won?
Nike.
Actually, yeah, Nike did.
Yeah,
it's 52% for Nike and 48% for Adidas.
Very it's a close fight. Yeah, it's a close super, fight.
2%.
Yeah,
fair. So yeah, that's it for the first round. Are you ready for round two? Okay, so for round two, it's two other topics, but this time is all about food.
Oh yeah, for us two people who love eating. This is going to be exciting.
This is going to be exciting. Okay. So this one is going to be a bit more on the local scene. I'm pretty sure people have guessed this already. McDonald's or Jollibee?
Oh my God. I'm sure a lot of people have a lot of feelings about this. I've seen a lot of people really debate over this over the internet.
Yeah, I've seen people debate over McDonald's over Jollibee. And the thing is, it could get bigger now that Jollibee is actually expanding their, like,
Yes, they've conquered Spain.
I know, they've conquered
Spain. They've conquered Spain.
I actually tried Jollibee in the U.S.
Ooh, how was that like?
It was sad. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. It's good. It's still very good. But then, iba yung lasa niya sa Jollibee ng Philippines.
But
it's completely understandable.
Hindi nagtatagalog yung chicken.
No, in fairness naman, when we visited, most of the employees were Pinoy.
Okay.
Tsaka, the branch we visited was in like a Philippine grocery store.
Don't they have like a bigger menu, like they have three piece chicken,
you know? I honestly don't chicken remember fingers. What I ordered but we also tried the chowking there was really sad. And I think it's mostly because of the availability of the ingredients and what's there. It's good, it's still good, don't get me wrong, but then iba pa rin yung tama nung Pinoy version yung dito sa Philippines. Yeah, so what's your answer?
For
because
this
I think
one,
we're getting sidetracked and too excited about Jollibee's reach. What's your answer?
Oh, yeah. But this one, let's talk about it locally, like so everyone can relate, all right?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Okay, so for this one, I gotta take my guy, Mr. B, Jollibee.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I gotta take my guy with a chicken joy, Agamulak, with the crispy-licious, juicy-licious, gravy-licious chicken joy. Not sponsored, by the way.
I know how you remembered all of that.
Oh, no. Yeah, my God.
I have to be completely honest and say that there was a very long period of time that I did not like chicken joy.
I know you do. The blasphemy.
Yeah, that was
national. It's about national pride at this point.
You know,
with a Jollibee. Yeah.
This was one of the first things I told Hanson when we first started dating, and he was he looked at me like
in disbelief.
Are you joking me right now? You don't like chicken joy?
Blasphemy.
But yeah, there was a time that I was not a fan of chicken joy. I'm honestly still not a fan of their spaghetti.
But wait, what's your answer? You just said you didn't like chicken joy.
I'm explaining.
Okay, defend yourself.
I'm not a fan of... I can't have palabok because there's shrimp.
Okay.
And I'm allergic to shrimp, so I can't have that. The Yum burgers for me are sweet eh.
It's Pinoy.
Yeah, but Pinoy then taste. Yung panlasa ko, even if mahilig ako sa matamis, I'm not fond of the sweetness of the food in Jollibee. So my answer is McDonald's.
My God!
But there are some stuff from Jollibee's menu that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Including so, the burger steak.
Okay.
That will
okay.
forever be... I tried McDonald's burger steak. I'm sorry, but Jollibee will win that realm no matter what.
It's good.
It's good.
The McDonald's burger steak is good.
Iba lang talaga yung taste ng Jollibee. Yeah. Peach mango pie forever. I love peach mango
over
pie.
Over the apple pie.
That's a hard one to answer.
Uh-huh.
They're both beautiful in their own ways.
Let's not pit two beautiful women beautiful against each other.
No. What else do I love? Oh, the Aloha burger.
Oh, yeah, with the pineapple inside.
And there was a time that Jollibee had the bacon mushroom melt version of theirs. It's not a bacon.
Oh, yeah. Cheesy bacon mushroom.
Yeah, cheesy bacon mushroom. I love that one.
Cheesy bacon mushroom
and,
champ.
And do you remember the fries at Jollibee? The cheesy fries?
Oh, yeah, that was a classic.
I don't know why
early 2000s.
I hate the fact that they took that out.
It had two kinds of cheeses, the yellow one and the white one. Oh, my God. I can't believe that
that's what you remembered. Because they had one with bacon on it.
Oh, yeah, the bacon bits. Yeah.
There was one with cheese, bacon, the two cheeses and the bacon. Like,
yeah, those are good.
When they released that, it was Jollibee over McDo for me. That won my heart. But then they removed it. So I'm like, okay, back to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. So,
talking about chicken. Which chicken
do I prefer?
Yeah.
Between the two?
Between the two.
McDo.
How about spaghetti?
McDo.
Fries.
When it's hot, Jollibee. Okay. Overall, McDo. Because let's be honest, Jollibee fries are not good cold.
That's true. When they're stale.
But if you're in store, it's amazing.
That's true.
When you do
when
take
it's
out
freshly
and
cooked.
That, no. McDo is good hot and cold. So McDo. What else?
Yeah.
Burgers McDo for me.
Yeah, I gotta go with McDo also.
I think you like the more Pinoy classics. That's why you like.
Oh, yeah. The spaghetti.
But then if we're talking about burgers, it's McDo.
Well, they started off with burgers, right?
Exactly. So. I love pickles, and I don't like a burger that
pickles. How about kiddie parties? Jollibee kiddie party or McDonald's kiddie party?
That's a good point. But then I've never had a Jollibee birthday party.
Well, my birthdays, like my first ever birthday was a Jollibee kiddie party.
My first birthday was a Goldilocks party.
Oh my God.
At least I remember it to be a Goldilocks party. But I know I had McDonald's party more than I did Jollibee. But my childhood memory with a play place, I think would have to be Jollibee. That's why I was sad when they removed it. The branch here in our area, when they removed the play place, I was so sad, even if it smells like stinky feet.
The one
in McDo was also fun and iconic, but it's still there. So, wala pa akong emotional attachment. Oh my God, it's gone. Wala pang ganun. Unlike the Jollibee one, as in, I was so mad when they took it down. Like, why?
My God.
I can't even fit there anymore, but why?
In general, talaga ako, Jollibee's. Like,
I think your affiliation is with Jollibee. My as much as I love Filipino food, I just like not sweet spaghetti.
Wait, how about breakfast food?
Oh, that's hard.
Oh, di ba? The tapa and the longanisa ng Jollibee. Oh,
the tapa was our go-to ever since.
Yeah. Imagine like going to Jollibee at around 7:30 or 8 in the morning and then hearing the song, I Love You, Sabado.
On repeat, the whole morning. Rilingo. The whole morning. That's the only
sobrang
thing.
Good vibes.
But.
Uh-huh.
Coffee goes to McDo.
They have a Mac Cafe. That's why.
But they didn't have a Mac Cafe when they started naman their coffee.
Fine.
And cheesy egg.
Uh-huh.
And sausage McMuffin.
Those kasi are made for the people on the go. So you just get them
and pancakes and eat them going out. And sausage and hash brown.
Big breakfast,
which is basically a McMuffin.
Sausage McMuffin, yeah. Deconstructed sausage
with strawberry jam on the side para big breakfast na siya ganun.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, again, breakfast for me, I'm...
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, I like savory pag like main course talaga.
Uh-huh.
That's why pag Jollibee, I ordered the tapa.
Yeah.
Pag McDo, it's... Obviously, like 99% of their savory anyway. But yon, I still prefer McDo, I think, for breakfast.
My God. For me, kasi, if we're gonna get McDonald's breakfast, I'm associating that with. One is field trip, but then I'm also associating that with the notion or. I know that day will be a very busy and hectic day. Like, it's all about business. You know, I gotta get this meal in.
Ano yan? And then yung iniisip get bata to work. Ka pa lang?
Oh, naman. I mean, bata I'm thinking about lang. College also. So, when I get the cheesy egg desal and coffee on the way to class.
You ganyan. Don't get cheesy egg desal and coffee on the way to class because... McDo was on the other end for you when you're on though.
But when I do, that's when you do it,
gets it for you.
Exactly. But I still eat it before class. But then, when I go to Jollibee in like my pantulog clothes at 7 in the morning, get my tapsilog and my pineapple juice and listen to
you don't have it
Sarah Geronimo.
You have it with hot chocolate.
No, I get pineapple juice also when I'm in a good mood. And then sit beside the window, feel the sunlight, diba? And then watch the LRT, diba? Pass by and just sing along in your head, I love you, Sabado, pati na rin linggo.
We're being very passionate about this McDonald's or Jollibee thing.
Okay, what did the madlang people answer?
They answered Jollibee.
Yeah! Jollibee master
and
race!
It's super layo.
By how much? What's the score?
It's 32% McDo, 68% Jollibee.
Yes! Those are my people.
I'm just trying to see who said Jollibee, who said McDo.
Uh-huh.
Okay, trader tong mga to. Because most of the people who said
McDo mm-hmm.
are actually my relatives.
It's because it's your upbringing na siguro.
Yeah, it's mostly my relatives and a few college friends. Oh, you have friends who said McDo.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But then majority of them
said Jollibee. I mean, yeah. I love Jollibee too, but I'm a bigger McDo fan.
Okay.
Okay.
What's next?
Question about McDo or Jollibee. Okay, this one I think would be even longer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Pineapples on pizza. Yes or no?
I'm sorry. It's going to be a no for me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious right now?
I mean, I would eat it. It's not
you
something...
eat Chicago White from Sbarro that has pineapples.
Yeah, but you know, it's not something I would really order, like, purposely.
So you'd eat it if it was served to you?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You order Chicago White from Sbarro out of your own will.
That's a specific kind of pizza, but are we going to talk about the Hawaiian? Of course, we're going to talk about the Hawaiian because that's how
Hawaiian,
people
pineapples eat on pizza, period. Yes or mm-hmm. no?
Fine, yes, sure, Sige. Okay. If you're going to berate me with the Chicago White.
No, because we're overall, just talking about pineapples on pizza. We're not saying a specific flavor.
Okay, and then I'm going to say no.
Oh my God, fine. Fine.
Yeah, I'm a purist of the pizza.
Yeah, right.
You know this TikToker, the Italian TikToker? With this girlfriend.
The girlfriend, and then she breaks the pasta in front of the Italian.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. The guy was like, oh no, honey, why you wanna
why you doing
ask to the pineapples on the pizza? You know, I can't come here again.
Why you ask for wine in the eyes?
In the eyes, yeah. Don't honey, do that, baby.
You disrespect to Italia, baby. Oh my gosh, I love that TikTok. That couple.
So no, I'm a fan of like a simple margarita pizza.
Actually, yeah, margarita's your go-to, like a cheese pizza.
Yeah. So no pineapples for me.
I am a yes for pineapples
yes.
and pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Growing up, Hawaiian was like my go-to flavor.
Yep.
Okay. And then I expanded my taste. Buds. Expanding my taste buds. But
connoisseur.
Like, basically I started venturing out to more pizza flavors. Mm-hmm. Pepperoni is not my thing. I find it to be too oily. I don't like yung mga manager's choice, mga supreme choo-choo-choo with all the toppings.
Super
like,
supreme.
Yeah, they can't decide what to put on the pizza, so they put everything.
I like everything pizza.
No. Meat lovers is good, but then
that's good.
It's too heavy for me. Mm-hmm. So pineapple, like Hawaiian, was the ish for me. There was a time where I think it was Shakey's or Pizza Hut, I can't remember. They had a Christmas pizza where it's Hawaiian with cherries on it.
That sounds like something Pizza Hut would do.
Okay, makes sense. Maybe it is Pizza Hut. I loved it. And I like that a lot. You guys can hate me, but it is really good.
Cherry? Is it like a dessert pizza?
No, it's a savory pizza.
With tomato sauce?
Yeah, it's like Hawaiian pizza with like the red and green cherries on it.
Green cherries too?
Yeah, like isipin mo hamon sa Pasko.
Okay.
Ganon. Ganon.
I can imagine.
If you break down the hamon, what is it? It's ham with pineapple and cherry. And then
actually,
they just put that on a pizza.
Actually,
you already have a Hawaiian pizza that has 2 out of 3 of the components of hamon. Might as well throw in the last component.
Okay, when you put it that way, I think that's...
It makes sense.
That sounds amazing.
It was good. And they took it away. And then I just kept ordering Hawaiian pizza. But, okay, now if you ask me my favorite pizza flavor, I would say it's either for cheese or the prosciutto and arugula one.
Ooh, fancy.
It's really good. And I think it's also because my favorite cuisine is Italian.
Italian.
But, my favorite cuisine is Italian, but I like pineapple.
Yeah, the blasphemy. No, why you do that?
I like pineapples on pizza. I think they're good. But definitely, if I go to Italy, I would never ask for a Hawaiian pizza. Let's get that straight.
At least there's some respect.
Yes. Again, I like Hawaiian. I love pineapples on pizza, but I would never ask for that in a proper Italian restaurant. And if day I go to Italy, you will never find me ordering that in a proper Italian place. Never.
Okay. At least we're on the same boat for that one.
Yes, but I will still eat Hawaiian every other day if I could. Okay, let's see.
What
pineapples
the people
on
say?
Pizza. Ooh, this is interesting.
Why? What's the score?
56% said yes to pineapples on pizza.
Biased
44% no. No. Excuse me. Like the last two you got you won. You got the points. Okay. So we're tied right now. Okay. Next one. Next segment. Third round. Movie/series.
Okay. This okay. is gonna be exciting.
We're gonna be starting on a bit strong with this first one.
Mm-hmm.
In Titanic.
Okay, I see.
Could Jack have fit on the door and survived?
Yes.
You think yes?
Yeah. It was a pretty big door. Jack didn't have to be a hero. I mean, there was enough space for them to, on that piece of wood, like, Rose was comfortably laying down on that, like, she was still being painted by Jack in that room. But then there was enough space for both of them.
Wait, I am Googling the picture.
Yeah, because she was like laying down on her belly talking to Jack, like they were like swimming in a pool. I mean, dude, your boyfriend is dying.
But
you couldn't give up some space for that guy.
Wait, I can't find a photo of that scene. When I literally searched Titanic, Jack and Rose, drowning scene.
What?
Oh, my mistake.
Because Jack didn't drown.
I would have to say no.
No? Why?
I'm looking at it right now. And while I do agree that there was space, if they mm-hmm. actually moved, seeing the door, I feel like they would sink.
If they wouldn't balance better, probably.
No, but then if you look at the door, it kind of looks like one. It's like a triangle. What? Think of the Pythagorean theorem.
Okay. Bye.
No. I mean, like, it looks like a triangle where one side is a bit larger. There are diagrams where they try to fit. Like they tried
both of
to.
Them
technically you could based on the when people try to recreate, like they actually like tape down the space of the shape of the door and then lie down on the space, and technically you could fit two people there. But I'm thinking weight wise they might have been too heavy for it.
They could have
probably would have sunk.
Balance it out. Or
but you have to remember the water's like shivering cold. So if he tried to pull himself into it, he might fall. They might fall in and just both die.
They could take turns na lang who's on top. Yeah.
On top. Oh my god. Why did you have to say
that? Yeah, take turns who's on top of the door. My god. What are you thinking?
No, I'm just. Okay, there's like a scene where both. Oh no, he's not on the door. They're just showing how he'll be on the side of the door. But I think I strongly believe it's a no. I think they would have sunk if he tried to get up on that door. Because the wood looks heavy. It's not like a light.
It's like
wood.
A door, right?
I think it's a door.
Piece of a huge door.
Yeah, I think it's a door. But I think they would have sunk. Because the wood alone looks heavy, and the fact that it's not balanced in terms of the cut. So if two of them, their weight in the freezing water, I think they would have sunk.
Okay. Fine. If you want to go all physics on me about it.
No. Is it even physics? I don't know. Okay. So let's check what our friends said. Could Jack fit on the door? Ooh. 63% said yes. Rose could have moved.
See, my people. These are my people.
I know. You think it's biased, pa? Arte. Okay. Last two. They're kind of related, but they're that iconic that I had to include both of them. Okay. First one. Or second to the last, rather. Friends or How I Met Your Mother?
Ooh. Okay. That's a tough one. This is actually something that was...
We've talked about this.
Yeah. But this was something that... was asked to me during a job interview.
Really? Yeah. During a job interview?
Yeah, this was asked. I didn't know. I had to like play my cards right and see how they would react. But I want you to answer first. Friends or How I Met Your Mother?
For me, it's Friends.
Okay. Friends, Master Race, the Ross, the Rachels, and the Phoebes.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I gotta say How I Met Your Mother.
Okay. Now the question is, why?
Why? Okay. This is the same answer I gave to the interviewer at that time. I didn't expect the question, but at that time, I haven't watched Friends yet. So my natural answer was, oh, I prefer How I Met Your Mother. And then she was like, diba? Buti na lang. Why How I Met Your Mother? Both of them are actually equally good. Or maybe even one is better. But then...
Yeah, we all know which one is better.
But then I like the construct of How I Met Your Mother.
What do you mean the construct?
It's basically revolving... I mean, the story is revolving around how Ted introduces... Met the mother to the kids, right? So it's like an ongoing thing throughout the series. And... it's not really a story about friends. It's about how he met the mother of the children, basically.
Yeah, but then the whole series is not just about Ted. It's about their group of friends.
Yeah, but then the characters are also funny. You got the Barney.
A Joey.
No, Barney's like cool, a gentleman. Like gentleman.
Excuse me.
Always wearing a suit.
Since when was Barney Stinson
a
gentleman? Just because he dressed like a gentleman doesn't mean you are a gentleman.
He has the bro code. The bro code was his Bible.
And how many girls did he sleep with throughout the show?
I forgot, but it was like over 1,000.
Oh, see?
I mean, it was some kind of record or something.
How can you be a gentleman when you are a playboy?
Manners maketh men. I don't know. But then he was a gentleman.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
The gentleman thing. I know there's a thing in How I Met, but this isn't.
Marshall and Lily.
That's Chandler and Monica.
They were the cutest couple because you got this really giant guy and then like Lily's like the little girl
there. Chandler and Monica, a type A and a type B, who complement each other perfectly.
Okay, fine. Did you got a Robin? You got a Robin.
Which is your Phoebe?
No, Robin's like the hot one. Phoebe, there's no Phoebe in How I Met Your Mother. Robin is the Rachel.
You think she's Rachel? No, I think she's a cross between Phoebe and Rachel.
Mm-hmm. But then she's a reporter. A TV reporter.
Why does that matter?
I don't know. It's cool.
No, it's not.
Then, yeah, How I Met Your Mother's funny.
No, because first of all, okay, I am not saying this without watching both. Watch both. Okay, quick backstory. I don't know if I mentioned this in the podcast before or not, but I never really watched series growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I was not the type to watch like series. Like I probably watched a few episodes of How I Met and Friends on TV the day back, but I've never really like followed through it and like hindi ko siya sinabaybayan at all. Until 2019, when Netflix was in my possession, I decided to watch these shows. So I started with How I Met.
Okay.
I started with Once Upon a Time, but we're not talking about that. I watched, I think, How I Met first, and then Friends, and then the other shows, like New Girl and all that. And I rewatched Glee and all that. But so basically and you'd think that by watching How I Met first, I would actually like How I Met, right? Like more than Friends.
Right.
But it took me forever to finish How I Met. Because I found the storyline to be dragging. It's the same plot over and over again. You have Ted finding a girl, falling in love, but then the girl leaves her. You finally think she's a mother, but no, he leaves her and does something completely stupid. You know, he does something to mess up the relationship. And then you have Barney finding a new girl, like, just sleeping with her. And later in the episode, he'll finally find another new girl to move on with. And then you have Marshall and Lily having this perfect relationship type of thing, you know, being all cutesy and funny and all that. Then you also have Robin, who just likes to say how much she hates where she is right now because she's not where she thought she would be. She moved here for a better life or whatever. It's the same plot over and over and over again, masked in different situations. And I hated it because you're telling me I spent so much time watching this only for the ending
spoiler alert
Ted gets with Robin. You're telling me I've watched so many episodes, I wasted so much time watching it for that to be the ending, when they could have done that like seasons ago. You've told me that Ted finally finds the love of his life. She dies and ends up with Robbins. Robin, who was it wasn't even a good match for him. I found the relationship to be very toxic.
They were very toxic.
Exactly. So he finds the love of his life. She dies and goes for Robin. Excuse me.
I actually forgot the ending. Wasn't it like Robin was like flying?
I don't
parang
know.
She was floating in the beach. Parang yun naalala ko. Because I remember.
Didn't he like just show up with the blue French horn?
Yeah. She showed up to the apartment again, like in the first date nila with the blue French horn. But then there was a scene that Robin was flying also in the beach. So parang na-confused din ako ng slide.
Yeah, but no. For me, it got too draggy. Like, like when I started, when I watched it, after a couple of seasons, it just, you could predict what would happen already.
Okay, so fine. But I gotta admit, Friends was very, very iconic.
Friends is not only iconic, it reigns supreme. Friends. It reigns supreme. It is the best of the best that there is in terms of sitcom.
I love Friends. It made me really laugh and cry.
It is.
In different episodes.
Oh my gosh. I cried during the reunion. And what I love about Friends, for me,
it's a classic.
That there is no bida.
They're all bidas. They're all bida.
You have to admit, for How I Met, ang pinakabida mo doon is si Ted.
Yeah, because it's How I Met him.
Exactly.
He's the eye.
And then I think
the narrator.
his leading lady would then be Robin, right?
Uh-huh.
You could, with How I Met, you could clearly see that there was a star.
Mm-hmm.
For Friends, there was no star.
I think they're not really comparable. Parang they're really separate.
Really?
Yeah, they're in a separate boat.
No, I think it's both coming of age, kahit papano, slash rom-com, sitcom, whatever.
Yeah,
they're both in the same category.
They're both ensemble casts with rom-com growing, coming of age type of story.
Element, yeah.
But then the plot lines are entirely different because Friends is talking about their friendships and each one of them.
No, it's not their friendships. They're talking about, they're showing like, if you guys watched the reunion, the producer said it perfectly. Like, they wanted to highlight a group of people and at a time where your friends were everything to you. Which is the same as How I Met.
No, How I Met was like how Ted met the wife and the mother of the children. That was the story.
That was the story, but he was telling that story. That's
to the children.
He is telling the story of how he met his mother. But actually watch the show, he's not talking about how he met the mother. He's talking about his life where friends were everything to him. And then he only literally talked about the most important part was how he met the mother. It was like at the pinakadulo na of the show. There were multiple times in the show where the kids like, is this finally mom? Is this really how you met mom? So for me, yeah, technically Friends is talking about Friends, where How I Met Your Mother is talking about how they met the mom. But if you look at it in a comparable sense, it's about a group of friends. It's about a group of friends trying to get through life in New York.
With a pretty big apartment.
With a pretty big apartment, which I have no idea how you could rent given the jobs that they have.
Yeah.
So, diba, parang, you may think the plots are different, but it's very identical. That's why people compare them. But going back to my point, why Friends is supreme, I find that, you know, the idea of, it's sort of an aspirational thing.
Yeah.
Like, I would have loved to live in New York right now and while I'm in my with my friends, in a great place with my dream job and just trying to figure out life as we get through it. And the thing is, I love how the show ended.
Oh, yeah.
Because it ended with no regrets.
All of them going their separate ways.
Going separate ways, knowing that they've lived their life and are now moving on to the next part of their phase, which is now having families, settling down. Diba? Parang hindi siya nakabitin na nakakainis like How I Met. And the thing is with Friends, it's not a revolving plot line. As in, the plot line is literally you going through their life from their early 20s until they reach their 30s. That's which is why I think I resonate with it more, because it's aspirational.
It's something you some kind of relate to your life more.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's fun to watch. It's very light.
That's true.
It's very light. Even the more serious episodes, it's very light pa din. Okay. I know we're going to talk about more of this in the next question.
Yeah.
So, because we are very passionate about these two questions. But Friends versus How I Met Your Mother, the winner, according to our friends, is Central Perk Friends by 65% versus McLaren 35%.
Okay. Friends is supreme.
We both like Friends, but if you ask,
I love Friends.
Which one he likes more? He's always gonna say How I Met, but I'm going to say Friends forever.
I love Friends also. I love Friends. There's no walang talo dun. Walang talo dun sa dalawang yun. So I think one of the recurring things sa Friends.
To Friends, which is actually our last topic.
Is our last question.
Is the relationship of Ross and Rachel. Now, one of the most iconic things about this show was this particular instance where Ross and Rachel weren't in a good place in their relationship. And Ross did something completely stupid, which then caused an argument between the two, revolving around the question, were they on a break?
I would say yes, they were on a break.
Oh.
Yep. They were on a break.
Okay, I can't
What's your answer?
I was going to say, yeah, they were on a break.
Oh, yay. This is we the agreed. First one that we agreed upon. On the last question.
On the last. Okay. I was hoping this would be like a very strong debate. But I guess let's since we both agree, let's state our reasons why. And let's try to understand why people may think that they were not on a break.
So let's run it back.
Okay. So forgive me if it's kind of choppy. If it's kind of here and there. I haven't watched Friends in a while to remember like per detail, but I kind of watched it enough times to more or less know what happened. Okay. So it starts with Rachel getting a job at Bloomingdale's. And then Ross actually gets jealous of one of her coworkers who is quite attractive, but I think his name was Mark. But nothing happens really much to him and Rachel yet. So Ross from the start was kind of not that happy with Rachel and her new job. Fast forward, they're gonna celebrate, I think, their 1 year anniversary together. Since it's an anniversary, I can't remember if it's their first anniversary. And Rachel is stuck at work. So Ross decides to visit with a picnic and all that, trying to make the most out of their relationship, because Ross said he hasn't seen Rachel all week because she's been working and yada, yada, yada. So he visits with a picnic, ends up setting the place on fire and doing all this
emotion. I remember.
Ross gets mad. Rachel gets mad at Ross, and then they come home. When they come home, Rachel is tired. Rachel is, you know, just wants to rest. She's tired from work, and then Ross was like, "Finally, you're here," and all that. Mm-hmm. And then they start arguing, and from their argument, Ross essentially, I don't know if it indirectly admits that Rachel getting a job is the reason why they're unhappy with their relationship. And then Rachel just goes that this is the first thing that's made me happy for the longest time of my life. Like, I finally am doing something that I want to do, not something that people are like telling me to do. So because of that, they argue. And then Rachel says that she needs a break from us.
Yeah, like, maybe we should just take a break.
Yeah,
and
then Ross goes like, "Okay, fine. Do you want to go to get some pizza or something?
Yogurt, frozen yogurt frozen to yogurt. Cool okay. off."
Yeah, so I think Hans is actually reading off the script.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says something like, you know, "Let's grab something to cool off." And then Rachel says something, "No, I need a break from us."
Yes, yes.
Something like that, right? So that happens. Mm-hmm. Ross storms out, hits the club with his friends.
Yeah.
Rachel awaits the call from Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Ross, being devastated, decides not to call. But who calls her first is actually Mark.
Yeah.
So Mark detects in Rachel's voice that she's sad and needs company, mm-hmm. decides to come over.
Yep.
Now, Ross finally decides to call.
Yep.
And he hears in the background that Mark is there.
Yeah.
He gets infuriated. He gets mad, right? He gets like, ballistic. Okay, you're going to take a break with me and then you're going to go be with the guy who I told you I'm jealous about? Okay,
told
fine.
You not to worry about it.
So he ends up like dancing with this girl from the photocopy place.
Yes,
Joey and Chandler have a big crush on. So they end up dancing together in the club. And then it's one thing that they go another, they stop together. Rachel, feeling now sorry for what she did after having a conversation with Mark, wants
goes
to get
over,
back together to Ross.
Yeah.
Goes over. And then Ross now just like scrambles to let this photocopy girl leave and all that.
Okay.
And then, long story short, he forgot about the trail. So by the time that Chandler and Joey was able to help Ross backtrack the trail, Gunther told Rachel that Ross had slept with a girl from the photocopy place. And then that's where the argument started, where Monica, Phoebe, Chandler, and Joey were all stuck in Monica's room eating. So, yes. That's where it ended. It's like, I think that was like they fought the entire night, and then Rachel even ordered pizza with anchovies to just piss off Ross. But
okay, so
that's like, the backstory.
Going back to the question, why do you think?
Because Rachel said, "I need a break from us."
Exactly. That's exactly the point. That's also my answer. I mean, it's clear as day. That was the line.
She said, "I need a break.
A break
from us."
Yes.
I mean, the fact that, and I would understand if she said, "I need a break." And then that's like the first time she said, "I need a break." And then that was when Ross even does that. But then she says, "I need a break." And then Ross goes, "Okay, let's go get frozen yogurt." And then she says, "No, I need a break,
Yeah, could she be any clearer?
I mean, that for me, she clarified what she wanted. She clarified that I need for us to have a break. I need to set my sights straight and just clear my mind. Because if the purpose of her asking for a break was just for her to cool down and register everything, that's what Ross wanted to do.
Exactly.
But then she said, "No, I need a break from us."
So it was really a break.
They were on a break. But whether you ask, but if you're asking me, if that excuses Ross from what he did, fuck no.
No, no. That was stupid.
That was stupid.
Yeah.
Any day, I would say they were on a break. Yes. Did that excuse Ross from what he did? No.
Hell no.
You don't tell some girl you love her. Uh-huh. And then once she's like, I need a break. I need to cool off, in short. Diba? Dito sa Philippines, we call it cool off. I need a cool off. And then you sleep with another girl. And then when she's ready to talk to you, when your girlfriend is ready to talk to you, you act like nothing ever happened. That you went through extreme lengths to try to hide it from her.
Yeah, that's why he was super guilty. Kasi.
That's why he was guilty. Because for me, were they on a break? Yes. Yeah. Again, does that excuse it? No. He's stupid for what he did. Sobrang stupid.
They were on a break. And then, they were on a break. And Rachel wouldn't let Ross live it down. Kept repeating it season, episode after episode,
oh, and
season
then in
and
the
season. 15,
the 15 front and back letter.
Oh, yeah.
where she had to own up to, where she made Ross like own up to everything that he did. Yeah. Honestly, I did not like that about Rachel. I'm like, girl, medyo mali ka rin kasi magulo ka eh. Humingi ka ng break, pero the next morning, dahil ready ka na, you're like, I'm ready, take me back.
Huh? Front and back. Oh my God.
But yeah, I think we both agree that they were on a break.
They were on a break.
If you guys don't agree, let us know. Let us know. But while you guys sort of prepare your speech to leave in our comments on Instagram, let's ask our friends.
What did
Ross
the people
and
say?
Rachel on a break. 61% said yes.
Yes, those are the people who listen and understand what Rachel said. They were on a break.
Yes, and guys, if you watch the reunion, Jennifer Aniston herself.
Yeah.
That they were on a break.
Okay. Case closed.
They were on a break. Oh my gosh, it's so interesting. I'm looking at who said nope. Interesting. Okay.
Anyway, that's our last question.
That's our last question for now.
This episode. Yeah.
I hope you guys liked this episode. It was really fun. Again, we saw a lot more topics that we could turn into another episode of The Great Debate. Mm-hmm. If you guys have any ideas, if you want us to talk about something like this where we're talking about pop culture in general, or if you want us to focus on a specific topic, we have one in mind. A bit more localized, North versus South. But yeah. We are super excited that you guys joined us for this. You guys got to see our thought process. And these are really fun questions to ask.
I really had fun.
I bet you guys have your own sentiments.
And a lot of feelings about it. Certainly, we had a lot of feelings about it. So
you guys
would love to hear what you think.
You guys have no idea how many times we tried to trim this down, because we know that we could have talked about this forever. But yeah, if you guys have anything you want to share with us about your thoughts, about what we've talked about, make sure to follow us on Instagram at sipandshot.pod and on Facebook at sipandshotthepodcast.
Yes, and of course, make sure to give us a follow and ring the notification bell here on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you may be listening to the Sip and Shot Pod. And don't forget, earlier this episode, we mentioned the affiliate links, which we'll link down below and in our
link
socials.
This is not YouTube.
Sorry.
You guys can check over again our Instagram highlight section for all the affiliate links that we have for you guys to use for your shopping or for your own fun and consumption. All right.
That's it. So
that's a wrap. Thank you guys for joining us on this wonderful evening for us, because we are recording this at evening. But we hope you guys have a great day, no matter what time of day it is, wherever you are. And we'll see you guys really soon. Bye.
Bye.